Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
George Richards from Florida Hockey Now, floridahockeynow.com. George Richards is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He covers the Panthers. He's covered the Panthers for a long time, but you can read his work at floridahockeynow.com. He was there last night at the Amerant Bank Arena, where it kind of felt like it was a done deal. Certainly that's what we did for 4 hours on our show. And then even like in the media workroom, when I was talking with guys from Sports USA or George Richards, like it was kind of like, oh, I can't wait to watch this victory tonight. It didn't work out that way. Carolina and Freddie Anderson said no. So what happened last night, George, in your opinion? Because I, it's not, and again, I'm not complaining, because it's difficult to sweep any team 4 games in a row, certainly in Eastern Conference Finals. But what happened last night? We seem to have lost George.
Let me try to get him back on the line.
Maybe it was too wordy a first question. I'm guilty of that at times. I try to wrap my opinion into a question instead of just saying, well, what happened last night, George? I give you my opinion of what happened, why it was difficult. I give you several reasons that you could answer. He's there, George. I don't know what happened there, but what happened last night?
Well, like we talked about in the workroom, for Carolina to beat the Panthers the way Florida had been playing was if their goalie stole a game. And I don't even think Freddie Anderson stole that game. Just the way that Carolina played, it looked like a couple of their guys were playing with two sticks, not one. I mean, they contested everything Florida did. Florida's a team that doesn't need a lot of space to play in, but last night they reverted back to, they were dancing around and trying to make the perfect play, and Carolina was not letting them do that. Florida had two high danger attempts. That ain't going to get it done. This is a team that gets 15, 16, 17 a game, and last night they had two. And still with 3 minutes left, before Bobrovsky gave up those two empty netters, Florida was down 1-0. So
yeah,
that's about as bad. That's not even Florida Panthers hockey, and they were down a goal. And you tie it up, and it's a different world.
Yeah, which is what I thought was going to happen. I actually live bet them when they went down 1-0. I was laughing because you mentioned the two empty netters that Sergei gave up. It was funny, right, Paul Maurice, right. after the game. Talk about the spacing on those two goals. That was funny to me. Obviously, he didn't seem to be that concerned last night. Did anything concern you where you go, hey, this is a harbinger of something to come Wednesday night or Friday night?
No.
If we happen to see a Friday night, or was this kind of just one of those one game aberrations? Carolina's not a terrible team, so they shouldn't have been getting manhandled the way they were getting manhandled anyway. So, hey, it happens. Handle your business tomorrow night.
Listen, Carolina gets their one goal, when their rookie is on the blue line by himself because Florida's collapsing to the puck and everybody's on one side of the ice. He gets a breakaway in the second. That's, you know, that was just a miscommunication on that part. Florida's going to come full bore tomorrow. I mean, you're going to see them hitting and using the forecheck and just driving to the net and trying to get some stuff around the net, which they did not do. That, I mean, listen, we've seen this variation of the Panthers at least three times in these playoffs, and they've all been losses. Against Tampa Bay, they were going to go up 3-0 and just, you know, played like this. They did it again in game six against Toronto and got beat 2-0. Joseph Woll gets the shutout, but it was the way Toronto played Florida that won the game. Again, same thing here. I don't think Freddie Anderson was all that great. He was the first, but you know, he got a shutout after getting shelled in the first two games. Good on him. But now Carolina's got some confidence. They're going home. Like Solana said, it's going to be crazy in Raleigh. I mean, the only thing else going on tomorrow, and I've already looked, the Durham Bulls are playing a home game tomorrow. Other than that, what else is going on? So it's going to be crazy in Raleigh. Yeah, I mean, the Memphis Redbirds are in town. So, I mean, that's a good
Durham
deal.
Bulls, though, isn't that the
Triple A team,
do I know,
right?
Why do I know the Durham Bulls?
From the movie?
Is Nuke that what Lush? It is? That, yeah,
Crash
okay.
Davis?
I'm sure they have a good glizzy at the Durham Bulls ballpark, George. I mean, glizzy over.
I would think.
I would imagine there's no ballpark that doesn't have a good glizzy, right?
That's
no
a good point.
Fair not point. Not one I want to go to.
George, it's funny because you say the Panthers play like this in a couple different opportunities that they've had to close out teams. Is it fair for me to say that the Cats, as unbelievable as this run has been, as great as this team is, I'm not taking away from that, but is it fair to say that they do seem to have a tendency to take their foot off the pedal a little bit in closeout games?
Yeah. We asked Paul Maurice that this morning, and he says he doesn't buy that theory, but it seems like it, right? It just seems like they come in, they know that they've been in complete control of this. Even those games they lost in Toronto, they came back down 0-2 and felt okay about things. They didn't play well the first two periods of game one, but game two they were okay. And the same thing in these first three games. I mean, they had completely manhandled Carolina. The Hurricanes had no answer for the Panthers. But last night they were playing for their lives. You saw guys diving at every pass. I mean, it wasn't just blocked shots. It was contesting every pass. I mean, there was just no room for anything to happen. Guys were getting, you know, passes getting, you know, going off guys' shins and stuff of that sort. So, listen, Carolina likes playing that style, but so do the Panthers. The Panthers just didn't play their north-south hockey, right? We talk about north-south and foot. Same thing in hockey. They were playing east-west, and it just wasn't working.
You know, we had the conversation yesterday when we were at the arena. We talked with, Josh Chappelle was with me, but we talked with Mike Cugno and Doug Plagans, and Goldie was with us. And I was asking everybody the same question. Is the league rooting against the Panthers? And I mean players. I'm not talking about the league office itself. Is this a dislike team? Is the Panthers a dislike team by the league?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I think players respect I think they enjoy watching the Panthers play because they play the game the way a lot of guys want to play it, and it's hard to do. And we saw it in Paul Maurice's first year how long it took Florida to finally evolve into this, or at least a little bit of a version of this. Guys like watching this. They like the edge that Florida plays with. They don't like playing against it. They don't like getting wore down in a series like when you play the Panthers. But sitting at home or sitting in Cancun watching it at a bar, yeah, you like watching the Panthers.
So they appreciate it. They appreciate what they – because I wonder –
they appreciate it, yeah.
Would Brad Marchand –
these aren't grinders either.
Right.
You've got star players laying it out.
Would Brad Marchand stay here at a discount because it is, I mean, first of all, it's a no-tax state and South Florida's not a bad place to be during a hockey season. Like, is there a chance that he'll remain here?
There's always a chance when you're talking about the Bill Fazito in his front office. But I think, listen, you've got $19 million under the cap. You've got to sign Aaron Ekblad. You've got to sign Sam Bennett. You've got Mackey Samuskevich needs a contract. You've got guys that, you know, all your other guys that need to be filled in. And listen, Brad Marchand left Boston because of finances. He was looking for like $4, $5, $6 million a year. Florida does not have that, not in this world, unless Bennett goes somewhere else or Ekblad goes somewhere else or the Panthers make a trade and free up some cash. So I do not see Brad Marchand taking a $1 million deal when he left his home, the only hockey place he's ever known, the Boston Bruins, where he's the captain, I believe he left over $1 million. Right. I think they were at four and he was at five. So that's a lot of money that the Panthers just don't have right now. That can very well change. The Panthers would love to have him. He would love to stay. And maybe there's a plan that we do not know about, but you know, that's just something that we're going to have to wait and see once this thing's all said and done.
We'll hopefully talk to you after Wednesday night, tomorrow night, previewing a potential Stanley Cup final matchup. That would be the ideal conversation.
Well, they're going to give it a better showing, you know, tomorrow for sure. But I mean, again, result wise, they played a terrible game and were down one with 5-6, you know, 3 minutes left to go. So it wasn't. Right. It's
you don't
not
feel like
the
momentum
world.
Has shifted.
No, it does not. They've and that Carolina's got life, obviously, but that's it. That's all they've got.
All right. George Richards,
they've got
Florida
another
Hockey
home
now.
Game.
Thank you, George.
All right, fellas, be good.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.